From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. It's Dr. Joel Wallach back with us. He and pharmacist Ben Fuchs all alternate their times here on Coast to Coast, talking about some wonderful things that can help you health-wise. They're from CriticalHealthNews.com. CriticalHealthNews.com. Doc Wallach, of course, is one of the leading proponents of natural supplements and health, and here he is back on Coast to Coast. Doc, welcome back, my friend.
Well, thank you, George. It's always good to talk with you.
Lots have happened since you've been away. People are eating well. They're getting healthier thanks to you and pharmacist Ben. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. I just put on a meeting tonight in Dallas, Texas. Last week I was in L.A. It had 2,300 people.
Well, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. I guess they took our suggestion and put your appearances up on the CriticalHealthNews.com website.
Well, that was good advice. Thank you, sir.
So what is new with you these days, in addition to travel?
Well, we're doing a lot of hair analysis, George, because I can determine who's going to be a school shooter, just like these people up in Colorado that just had the school shootings. I can pick them out with a hair analysis because they have a deficiency of a particular nutrient. The same nutrient deficiency will cause people to commit domestic violence, suicide. They can be mass murderers, shooters. This one nutrient deficiency will cause this behavior. And I think that all schools should have this hair analysis test before, you know, the term begins. I think anybody who applies to get a gun permit should have this test. And we, you know, in, you know, just 48 to 72 hours, if they're going to be a hazard to issue a permit and a license to them to get a gun.
Geez, tell me more. At what point must they be very deficient for you to be able to make that kind of observation?
Well, they have to be 10% below the optimal amount.
That's not a lot, is it?
No. It's very fragile, and this was a study done in 27 states. Tens of thousands of people are involved. It's extremely well documented. It's written up in great detail in my book, Rare Earths, Been Cures. In Chapter 11, it tells people how to collect the hair, how to box it up, where to ship it to. In 2 weeks, you get the results back, and it tells you how to determine the results, and, you know, interpret the results. And this will also tell you if you're going to die suddenly of a heart attack or you're playing sports. It'll also tell you those kinds of things. And, of course, I've done 1,700 autopsies in kids in one project in 6 weeks' time. 1,700 autopsies on kids, George, who were deficient in another nutrient, and they died of the sudden heart death that you see in athletes. And so I think that this hair analysis should be implemented like in August, you know, a month before the beginning of school year. It should be done certainly a month before anybody begins training for a sport. I think all police officers should have this test. I think all people who join the military should have this test, and teachers should have the test, and so on. Anybody getting a gun license or a gun permit should get this test. And we will solve a lot of problems.
How easy is it, Doc, to increase the deficiency and make it normal?
Well, I like people to supplement for 2 months and then do another hair analysis, and it'll pick it up very quickly, you know, where you're at. And the beauty of this hair analysis test will also tell you if you're low, is it because you're malabsorbing, or is it because you are just not getting access to this nutrient? And so malabsorption is a big problem. You can supplement with the nutrient, but if you're malabsorbing, it comes out the other end in the toilet. And, you know, there's an old adage, George, people say you are what you eat. You've been around, you've heard that.
Sure.
And that's absolutely not true. You're not what you eat, you are what you absorb. So absorption efficiency is extremely important. And so this test, with no extra cost, and it costs like about $100 to do one of these tests, but it's life-saving. We won't have any more school shootings. We can pick up, policemen who are going to do aggressive things. We can pick up military people who are going to die suddenly during boot camp. We can pick up people who are going to die, you know, training for sports. And it's a different nutrient than the one that's the deficiency than one who is going to be a shooter. And so it's very well documented. Again, 27 states were involved in this survey, tens of thousands of people, and it's extremely well done. It's very, very accurate. And so there's no doubt the results are unimpeachable.
No, that's amazing. And, of course, you know I'm going to ask you what the name of that nutrient is.
Well, do you want to know?
Yes.
Okay, it's called lithium.
Oh, we've all heard of lithium.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, it is a supplement. It's for mood, isn't it?
Well, lithium, of course, is one of our minerals. And so it's in the Youngevity products. I think we have about 8 products that have the lithium in it. And ours are the plant minerals, very, very absorbable. And it varies in the location. In other words, nutritional minerals of all kinds, including lithium, do not occur in a uniform blanket around the crust of the earth. They occur in veins like chocolate and chocolate ripple ice cream. And so on one block in a city, you can have a lot of lithium in that area, and somebody has a garden in the back, they may be getting some lithium in the carrots they're growing there. And then on the other side of the street, people are growing the same carrots, and there's no lithium. Of course, it's not required by plants, but plants will suck it up if it's in the soil. So the only way you can guarantee that everybody's going to get enough to avoid domestic violence and suicide and being a mass murderer and school shooter and that sort of thing, you have to supplement. And, of course, the way to determine whether you're absorbing or not absorbing, what your levels are, is the hair analysis. There's no blood test. There's no EKG. There's nothing like that that will tell other than a hair analysis.
We're with Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And, again, the number to call, there are people there who will give you advice, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Are you saying, though, that if you tested 10 people who are all deficient in lithium, all of those 10 people would be prone to these kinds of acts?
That is correct. And, of course, if they're deficient in other nutrients, it contributes to the degree of that behavior. In other words, there's some people who are aggressive, road rage. But it never gets any farther than that, yelling and waving their hands at people and screaming at them and so forth. But if they're a little more deficient, if they're, say, just 5% more deficient, it goes into this guy's going to go home and get his gun and come back and shoot you.
Or chase you or something like that.
Yeah, or run you over with his car, yeah. And so it's a matter of degrees, like all things, it's a matter of degrees. And, again, this is very well documented in the study. And all the details are in this book, Rare Earths Forbidden Cures. And it's we can eliminate these things in America and the world by just doing a hair analysis and supplementation.
That's dramatic. I mean, you ought to get – now, what are you doing besides this program to get the word out about this?
Well, I'm lecturing all over the place. You know, again, sometimes it's 2,300 people, sometimes it's 100 people. I do my regular radio show 2 hours Monday through Friday. I'm on 1,220 stations now.
Good for you. Yeah, I ran into a fellow here. I'm in St. Louis right now, Doc, and I ran into a fellow who is very close to marketing a simple blood test kit that detects cancer. It could be revolutionary.
Yeah, I'd like to see it. Yeah.
And as soon as he gets it out, he wants to get it to market first and then blitz it. He's probably going to go crazy, the fact that I've even said this tonight on the air. But, I mean, that would be dramatic, wouldn't it? A blood test to determine if you have cancer? Not if you're prone for cancer, but if you actually have it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Anytime you can have a simple ID of any condition, whether it's diabetes or cancer, arthritis, Alzheimer's disease, or aggressive, dangerous behavior to your neighbors, your community, that's extremely useful.
We've only got Doc Wallach for an hour and a half, so what we're going to do after the break, we'll start taking phone calls with you so he can give you some advice. These aren't cures, but they're advice. And then next hour, we'll take calls as well. Tom will take your text and tweets in case you have a question or so. I've got a slew of emails that have come in all day long when people realize Doc Wallach was on the show. And again, his website, criticalhealthnews.com. You can see his videos there and where he's going to be speaking and just great information, criticalhealthnews.com. And then because, you know, he gives a lot of information, if you miss it tonight, call this number and tell people what's going on with you. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. They are not doctors on the other line, but they will give you some pretty sound advice in terms of supplementation. So make sure you do that. But criticalhealthnews.com, that's the website to go to. We will start with your phone calls when we come right back on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. We are back with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Don't forget, by the way, you can also download the free apps in your app store, criticalhealthnews.com, and they are there for you. Toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. Doc, I travel not as quite as extensive as you do, but I travel a lot, and I'm starting to do what you do, where I keep all my canisters and my little pill boxes and fill them up with the supplements and stuff and organize them based on the amount of days I'm going to be gone. But it's really helpful. It works.
Oh, absolutely. I've been doing it for 50 years, and so I take two doses a day of, you know, all my supplements. And as you say, I carry three suitcases with me, two. And the third one, I carry 70 pounds of supplements. And so if I know I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, I will take double that time with me just in case.
And these are your supplements, so you're bringing them for yourself.
Yeah, we have 5,000 different supplements, which we cover 900 different diseases.
I have an email from Taylor, and she says, I remember Doc Wallach saying that eggs are good to eat if they are cooked in butter. I like boiled eggs chopped up and mixed with mayonnaise and mustard to make what I call egg salad. Does he consider this a good way to eat eggs? What do you think, Doc?
Oh, yes. As long as the yolk is soft, that's very important. The yolk is soft, so you don't destroy the cholesterol. And you can actually reduce your risk of Parkinson's disease, MS, Lou Gehrig's disease, Alzheimer's disease. By eating 3 to 6 eggs a day. I try to eat 10 eggs a day. I have maybe 4 to 5 eggs in the morning for breakfast with a steak, and then I have 4 to 5 eggs in the evening with either sushi or steak or salmon or something like that. And cholesterol deficiency is the cause of Alzheimer's disease. And so if you eat anywhere from 6 to 8 to 10 eggs a day and you keep the yolks semi-soft, the hard-boiled eggs won't work. The yolks got to be soft. And so whether you make an egg salad out of it or you have eggs on top of your steak or just eggs on the side along with your salmon, eggs are great food and they will keep you from getting Alzheimer's disease.
Story that I had on before you came on, Doc, you were on hold, so you might have heard it. A couple in Mongolia died of the bubonic plague.
Yes.
Because they ate a marmot, which is like a little chipmunk.
That's correct.
You don't advocate eating things like that, right?
Well, only if there's no other food and you have to eat them, otherwise you're going to die. I mean, you know, meat is meat, but eating raw rodents is very dangerous because they are carriers of many, many diseases.
Sure is.
Plague and so forth. And so eating raw rodents is very, very dangerous.
Let's go to the phones now. East of the Rockies, James is with us in Beaumont, Texas. Hi, James. Thanks for calling.
Hello. Thank you. Before I ask my question, I wanted to just make a little comment real quickly. I called before about half strand, you know, standing out and stuff. But I'm surprised that my hair has gotten, the strand's gotten thicker. I've been taking tocotrienol, that vitamin E. And I read afterwards that that can cause strands to be thicker. And I also take MSM, so one of them is responsible.
It's working for you.
Probably MSM.
That's what I thought originally until I read about it.
Yeah, good for connective tissue, including hair and blood vessel walls, whether it's a vein or an artery, skin, tendons, ligaments, connective tissue, cartilage, all that kind of stuff.
Okay. My question is, Besides a lack of copper, it appears some enzyme system is causing hair to go gray. Instead of copper, is there anything else besides copper? And is it tyrosinase? But I get a lot of I know it's not catalase because I get a lot of catalase out of raw juice. I test it in hydrogen peroxide, and I see a lot of bubbles coming up in the, peroxide.
Okay. Well, I can, I'll lecture, like I say, to 2,000 people. I can look out in the audience, and I can tell you when people have gray hair or gray beards or things like that, they're going to have varicose veins. They're going to have hemorrhoids. They're going to have aneurysms. They can have many, many things like that going on. And you can tell that just by looking at the audience when you're speaking to groups. And, of course, a hair analysis will confirm that. Copper is responsible for the health of fibers, including connective tissue, including elastic fibers. And that's why you get varicose veins and aneurysms and hemorrhoids when you have a breakdown in the elastic fibers of those blood vessels. But also, copper is required for the health of many, many tissues, particularly liver. Is very important. Copper is very very important for liver. Also, hemoglobin for blood cells, so you're not anemic. And color, again, for the hair and the skin. You can have vitiligo. People of color, they get sort of spots of loss of color. In fact, one of the biggest victims of vitiligo for a lack of these nutrients, including copper, was Michael Jackson. And people accused him of bleaching himself to look white. And he just couldn't make skin color. He had to wear lipstick. He had to wear a wig, a black wig, black wigs for his eyebrows and his eyelashes because they all turned white. Had to wear contact lenses that had brown irises etched into them because his eyes turned blue. Had to wear lipstick because he couldn't absorb copper because he had a gluten problem. He was a vegan. He ate lots of grains. And that was his downfall. Whoever gave him the advice, eat those grains. He was very sensitive to gluten, and it was a malabsorption problem, and it failed him terribly.
Doc, I'll always remember a health show we were at a couple of years ago where one of our mutual friends came in, and he's got white hair, and you looked at him and went, you have a copper deficiency. And I just it just hit me funny the way you said it to him.
Well, it's true. I mean, obviously there's all kinds of things that can cause these, but 90% of the time, if somebody has white hair, white beard, vitiligo, loss of skin color, loss of eye color, loss of hair color, you can just, do you have hemorrhoids? Well, how would you know? You've been watching me.
Well, is it safe to say then as you age, because most people's hair turn gray or white when they get old, they develop a copper deficiency then?
It's very common for people to have a copper deficiency as they get older, primarily because of gluten intolerance. It's not a switch-on, switch-off, all-or-nothing thing. It's sort of a slow, you might lose maybe 2 to 3 to 4 to 5% efficiency of absorption from your intestines into your bloodstream to get these nutrients into your body over a period of weeks or months. And so it might take you 5, 10, 15, 20 years to get to the point where you just totally shut off the absorption. You're like only 2% of absorption, and you're going to be in big trouble then. You're going to have a ruptured aneurysm. You're going to have liver cirrhosis. You'll definitely be in real trouble and die at that point. But it's a repairable thing, and so you wanted to, kind of like the red warning light in your car. When you start seeing white and gray hairs popping up, you want to supplement with the 90 essential nutrients with a little extra effort on the copper, and you want to, of course, make sure that you're absorbing. And so you got to get rid of all the bad foods, and that includes all forms. And people think, well, I'm not eating bread. Well, there's spaghetti and mac and cheese, and there's beer and scotch whiskey, and all these things are made from wheat and oats. And people think there's no gluten in oats. There is no such thing as gluten-free oats, although many stores will try and sell them to you because the gluten in oats is called gliadin.
Uh-huh.
And so they just gave it a different name. It's kind of like sickle cell anemia in people of color. And in people who are white, it's called thalassemia. and they say, people of color only get sickle cell anemia.
It's the same disease, right?
It's the same disease, yeah. They just give it a different name in different peoples.
Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. We take text and tweets. Tom has one back in the L.A. studios. Tom, what do you have for Doc?
This is from a guy who calls himself Hammer from Kentucky.
Hammer.
Can you please check with Doc? I like bacon, but I know how bad it is for you. I'm wondering if turkey bacon is any different, and can I eat it if I supplement every day?
Bacon, Doc. Turkey bacon, regular bacon. What do you think?
Okay. Now, 1971, when I did that big project for NIH, and I did 20,000 autopsies, which, by the way, is in the Smithsonian Institute as national treasure, I said at that time...
The report is, or all those bodies?
No,
a little
report.
Levity there. Okay.
Yeah, the report.
I knew that.
It represents 10 million chemistries, and so it was a lot of work. Okay. But anyway, I got sidetracked.
Nitrates.
Oh, yeah. When you eat one serving of a preserved meat, you know, like bacon or ham, a chorizo, sausage, those kinds of things, just one serving a day, George, will cause you to have an increased risk of many different types of cancer, the same as smoking two packs of cigarettes a day.
Just one serving?
Yes. I said that in 1971. Everybody laughed at me. Well, in 2015, the World Health Organization came out with the same exact data. And in January of this year, the Center for Disease Control in America came out with the same data that says just, again, one serving of processed meats with nitrates in it or nitrites will increase your risk of cancers, many types of cancers, the same as smoking two packs of cigarettes. So if you smoke and you're eating processed meats one meal a day, you're going to get cancer as sure as there's gravity.
Jeez, that's frightening, Doc.
Well, it's one of those things where we have the information, and it's kind of like knowing, well, opioids are addictive and they can kill you. And so you have a choice to avoid them and, you know, avoid that risk of death.
Even turkey bacon, same thing?
Yes.
All right, let's go next.
Bacon by any other name is still bacon.
Connie in Panorama City, California. Hi, Connie, go ahead.
Oh, yes. I have Demodex mites in my eyes, and I want to know how to get rid of them.
What do you have in your eyes?
Demodex.
Mites. You have mites in your
ears. In your eyes.
Little mites.
Blepharitis.
All right, Doc, she's got mites in her eyes.
Okay, well, I'd get a second opinion on that. I'd be amazed. You know, anything's possible, but I would be amazed. So I'd get a second opinion from somebody on the other side of town that's not drinking the same stuff or sniffing the same stuff as this guy is that made that diagnosis. But at any rate, it's very easy to determine if there's mites in the eyes. You just take some of the tears from the eyes with like a Q-tip and put them on a slide, look at it under the microscope, and they'll be swimming around in there with their little eight legs.
I mean, that does happen, right?
Yeah, it's extremely rare. And, of course, it's very easy to deal with it, okay? You just have to wash your face, wash your eyes,
eye drops clear that up?
They can. And you have to, where'd you get them, okay? Is this a cat or a dog in the house?
Ah.
You know, hugging and kissing somebody at church who has a dog or cat with it, and they're transmitting it to them. There's a reason why people have these sort of things. But if they just have blepharitis, which is inflammation or swelling of the eyelids, it could be something as simple as a vitamin A deficiency, or it could be some fumes in the car and so forth. A little more detectivery needs to be done here to determine that. But like you say, you can go to a walk-in pharmacy and just go to the public part of the pharmacy. You don't even need to see a pharmacist, and just go where they have these various eye drops. And there's many of them are anti-inflammatory. Some are just moisturizers and so forth, and that will definitely help. But somebody like this, they could have a gluten intolerance, and they're eating biscuits for breakfast and spaghetti for lunch and things like that, and they're not taking any supplements. And you can get a vitamin A deficiency, which can result in things going on in the eyes, which can be misinterpreted in many, many things. So it could be a simple vitamin A deficiency. But if it's parasites, it's easy to determine that because you can actually collect the tears from the, you know, from the corners of the eyes with a Q-tip and put it on a slide, look at it under the microscope. They're very easy to see because they tend to move around a lot.
Doc, are the mites in your body coming out through your tear ducts, or are they just simply in the eyes?
No. It's just they're not inside the eyes. They're, you know, on the surface of the eyes, underneath the eyelids, if they're there. But again, a lot of people say, oh, you know, for instance, if they have eczema from a gluten intolerance because they're deficient in certain nutrients because they can't absorb it through the injured intestines, people will say, oh, you have parasites in your skin. You have fleas and mites and things like that in your skin. But really, it's eczema from a nutritional deficiency. And so, you know, I'd want to know who these people are who made that diagnosis, or if she just thought that herself, or what's going on there. But again, it's easy to determine. So you can just take a Q-tip and, you know, in the corner of the eye, on both corners of the eye, the outside corner, the inside corner, get some of the tears, put them on a slide, look at them on the microscope. But then I would sit down and say, what am I eating? Am I having oatmeal for breakfast every morning? And so this is gluten. Mm-hmm. We have oatmeal for breakfast every morning. And so it could be a gluten problem as a resulting in a vitamin A deficiency.
All right, Doc, we're going to come back. Final hour to go. Final phone calls up next with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. Spend some time going to the website. Toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234.